Hey you guys, it's William calling from Wooby Blogs. It is Saturday night, and over the past 2 days, we saw the acts from semi-final 2 having their second rehearsal, yet we did not give our recap and name our winners and growers, etc., etc. So we're gonna make up for that right now by choosing our number 3, our number 2, and our number 1 based on the second rehearsal. Suzanne, are you ready?
Let's do this!
As ever, thank you to the Student Hotel here in Rotterdam for providing this comfortable sofa and this gorgeous setting where we can film while in the city. Thank you so much. Now, Suzanne, before we name our number 3, our number 2, and our number 1, let's remember that Malta, Destiny also rehearsed in this group, just the way the schedule worked out. So let's quickly start with comments on her second rehearsal.
She's a vision. I just, her confidence, her enthusiasm, her spunk, her tood, the attitude is on. She is a diva. She's my new BFF. I want to hang with Destiny.
I really liked the silver outfit. I was fine with the pink outfit, but the silver coloring helps her pop out against the pink background. That was like the biggest change I noticed. The bridge of this is amazing. Ladies! Ladies! You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
But even putting that to the side, ultimately this is about the voice. The voice just hits you like a bat out of hell and you wake up and you stare. I think those of us in the bubble, we've been following all of these songs a long time. So the favorite often will get a bit of fatigue at this point. People are like, oh.
Not this one.
Exactly. This is my thing. I think people need to not write this off. This competition is still on and she is still very much in it.
Well, you know, when she came and joined our live stream, I said to her, it's so hard for me to believe that you're only 18 years old. Your voice is just so mature. She truly, truly is a vision. I loved the pink dress against the yellow background, but I hear what you're saying about the silver popping against the pink.
Absolutely.
Oh, can I try that?
No, this is my rice pudding, and it is so good.
Well, let's get through this, because I'm hungry. Like, I didn't bring my food over here.
You want to try some asthma? Hold on, this is rice pudding. Oh. I don't know if it's big enough to sound.
This whole audio sensory move your jaw thing.
Girl, I'm tasting, I'm sensing.
So we were going to make this video.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we've said our piece about Destiny. So now we need to choose our top 3 from the semifinal 2 based on the rehearsals. Suzanne, who's your number 3?
My number 3s include Greece.
No. You get one. No. You get one number 3.
Excuse me for a moment.
I'm going to eat my pudding. There we go. Wait.
Okay. So.
Well, hold up. Okay.
Ducky Doo says his number 3s. My number 3s include Greece, Austria, and Iceland in no particular order. That's just the order they're featured on in this image. Thank you, Ducky Doo.
Okay, now can the real Suzanne Adams please stand up? Who's your number 3?
My number 3 goes to Iceland.
Is there a reason for that?
I just, Dottie and team, I've loved them since last year. This song is so happy. In second rehearsals, I believe the rainbow got a little bit bigger, and it doesn't get better than happy rainbows. I do. I love the song. I think it's fun. I think it's quirky. And I'm sticking with my love of Iceland.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. My number 3 is Greece. Stefania! I think this looks completely different than everything else. I love the 80s throwback, the city buildings, her climbing the skyscrapers, her leaning back on the stairs, her dancers who are decapitated, don't have any skin, their shorts dancing. I just think it's really cool to see all these dancing clothes. Like, they are obviously people, but they look like dancing clothes, which I think is really unique and fresh and original and just totally slays. She's a vision. She's a gorgeous vision in purple, lilac. The confidence, you know. She told us the suit is covered in bajillion crystals. And she shines bright. She shines bright. There's some amazing shots where she kind of walks to the audience, turns around. You see the audience behind
her. Wind blowing in her hair.
Subtly, right?
Yeah.
This is not a scream into, not howl into a wind machine moment. It's very subtle. Mm. It's very subtle, very elegant. I could see this coming top three in the semi, and I could see it, you know, doing very well in the televote. She can sing. She sounds great. It's very musical. It's very musical. I mean, Kalispera, Stefania, this is good. And yeah, people need to watch out for her. All right, Suzanne, it's time for your number two.
You all might know who my number two remains after watching the Wee Wee scoreboard last evening. My 10 points went to Malta, and Malta remains number two.
Suzanne, we said we were going to do 3, 2, and 1 for the second semifinal acts. Malta rehearsed with them, but she was semifinal one.
Oh, mother.
So that's why we discussed her at the beginning. So you need another number two. Thank you so much. What does that mean, Iceland, you're number two?
All right, guys, hold please. Diego, you might want to actually turn the camera off.
No.
So my number threes were Greece, Austria, Iceland. So, nope, I am good to go now. My number two goes to the lovely Stefania in Greece.
Wonderful.
I love the wind in her hair. I love the city scenes. I love the way she's climbing the stairs in the city. I love the dancer who hops up to a handstand.
Yes.
And how she stabilizes him. I love everything about this performance, especially her voice.
All right, thank you so much. It's time for my number two. Oh, this is tough, man. The thing is, my short list includes John's Tears from Switzerland and Sanit San Marino.
Only ducks get short lists.
I know. So one of these has to be my four. You know what? I'm feeling the rush. My number two is San Marino, Sanit Adrenalina. This is feel good, okay? Energetic, fun, exciting, an explosion of color, and a little wackadoodle crazy. And that's what I like. I like it when things are slightly off kilter. This is not high art. Let's be real. This is
her crown kind of looks like high art.
Yeah. This is MTV on acid. This is, how do I say this? This is too much, but you can't have too much, if you know what I'm saying. I don't believe in too much. I believe in just right. So she's throwing the entire kitchen sink, the pantry, the stuff under the sink, the fridge, the freezer, the place where you put the cat litter. She's throwing all of that at the stage, and I'm here for it. I think this is memorable. I think she can sing. I think she can move. I think Flo Rida will end up coming. I think this is just epic. I think this will be talked about. I think that she is the moment. She is 2021, okay? From Eritrea to Bologna to the world, okay? Well, she obviously was born in Italy, but the connections to Eritrea through her family, you know what I'm saying? She is everything.
It's a bright, shiny, happy song. It's grown on me a good bit. I find myself singing it more and more. She's got spunk, she's got style, she's got energy. And I love all of the bright colors. I love the mixed chairs. I love her costumes. I know she didn't have wigs in this particular performance, but I love her wigs.
But you do see the wigs on stage.
I bet she's a cat owner because she's so cool.
She's got style. She's got grace. She's serving lots of face.
She must be a cat owner.
She's not Miss United States, Miss Congeniality. Do you know the song? You're one in a million. Okay, you don't know the movie.
My mom
All right.
is hungry. My mom has a gym appointment.
Wait, so if you're hungry, why would you go to the gym? Because you'll be burning calories.
Because they can only have one person in the gym here at the student hotel, and it's the only appointment mom could get.
When did you adopt this duck?
I've been on the waiting list for Ducky Doo since we were here in February of 2020.
All right, who's your number two?
I named my number two.
Who?
Iceland was my number three.
That's right. And Greece was your number two. So I have to name my number one. Or is it your turn today? I'm so confused. I'm so tired.
I bet you that I'm if so we tired. Say 3, 2, 1 and we say it together, I bet we have the same one.
Okay, Let's do that.
Okay. Are we saying the country name or the artist name?
Let's say the country name.
Okay. 3, 2, 1 Bulgaria!
Yes! All three of us, including the duck, apparently agree. Bulgaria is winning this semifinal. It is so emotional, so pure. Where does it come in the running order? It is number 13. Unlucky 13 is lucky 13. Mm. This is beautiful. This is stunning. Copy and paste everything we've said this entire week. She's been growing each time she goes on that stage. I still think The Rock looks like a delicious piece of grilled salmon and some soy sauce. It's delicious. Or some teriyaki sauce. Honestly, Google image it. You'll see what I mean. It's delicious. This is a delicious, emotional performance. It's hitting all the right notes. It's striking the right tone. She can sing it. What I love about this song is her voice, while it is perfect, it doesn't have to be perfect. Because vulnerability and fragility make this song better. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So the more she cracks, the better.
Just in her look, when she glances down at the photo of her father, her just sitting there so delicately on the salmon rock.
Yeah. Literally, there's not much more to add except that this is near perfection. It's a total package. Mm-hmm. Song, emotion, staging, artist, voice, lyrics. You know, there's a lyric in there about the holding back the waters of time. You know, about stopping the passage of time. We see the water. It's just everything fits is what I'm trying to say. Everything connects to everything else in this.
I really love the whole concept of growing up is getting old, not looked at again from the age perspective, but just what a drag. Sometimes life just throws shit at you, right? And it gets old.
Don't cuss at me. Ducky Doo says you're a bad role model. Ducky Doo says a real mother wouldn't curse in front of baby Ducky Doo. Girl.
Ducky Doo, you're going to grow up in a household where it just is what it is. I am not going to shelter you.
For some reason, I'm thinking of RuPaul's Drag Race when RuPaul holds up a photo of the contestant and says, what would you say to 13-year-old Ducky Doo?
What would you tell me, Mommy? What would you tell 13-year-old Ducky Doo? What would you tell me?
What did I tell 13-year-old William?
You didn't tell him anything. You didn't tell me nothing. I had to make it on the streets on my own. Honestly, I don't want to go here. In any case,
we grew up on the streets, y'all.
Well, look, I don't need to unpack all of this. But listen, Bulgaria has a chance at winning. I think a lot of the attention is on Malta, on France, and on Italy, and rightly so. These are all excellent songs. But lurking quietly in this mix.
I don't know that it's lurking so quietly.
Today, people only spoke about Italy and France. And I know they were rehearsing, but if you have your ear to the ground, it was Barbara and Måneskin. That's what you were hearing.
True.
Malta, we've agreed separately, is still in this. It's just that people had maybe favorite fatigue, you know what I mean? So then you look for any excuse you can to knock someone off the top spot. Now there is Bulgaria in the mix, and I just don't want people to forget her in that mix.
I think she could win this.
I agree. I think running order is going to be crucial. We saw today that Italy is in second half. What did France draw? France is in the second half. Let's please put Bulgaria in the second half as well. I hope that happens because then it's like a lot of the favorites, a lot of the contenders, we can compare them directly to one another.
I have nothing else to say about Bulgaria at this point. It's all
do what you want with my body.
You're my brother.
No, I'm just singing the song. Okay, now please sing a lyric that you're thinking of right now. First thing that comes to mind.
My mind is blank.
Well, actually, I thought it might be because it usually is. So I have a question from Peter. Peter is in Germany, and Peter wants to know.
This is so strange, y'all.
Peter wants to know, please ask Suzanne what her favorite ABBA song is. Thank you in advance.
Oh my God, it's about dancing. Dancing Queen. Oh my gosh, my favorite ABBA song is Dancing Queen.
Only 17. Why does the song speak to you as someone who's not 17?
I don't No, I had a I had a friend years ago, and her favorite song was Dancing Queen, and she passed away in a car accident.
Oh, God.
And
who is this?
Her name was Tracy Parrott. That's so sad. Anyway, this song always just reminds me of Tracy and all of the fun that we had. So that's part of the reason I love Dancing Queen, because it takes me back to my Crystal and Tracy days. That's
beautiful. Yeah. Do you have a question for me?
You know, do I have a question for you? People want to know if you've always been smart. Someone asked that.
There's always...
Today.
I don't think intelligence necessarily changes throughout your lifespan, but I'd say the expression of one's intelligence changes throughout the lifespan.
Very.
I had communication issues as a young person.
So I don't think you had communication issues.
I didn't speak till I was six.
No, I always look at this and I feel, you know, I got in trouble on the live stream. Someone asked what you were like as a child, and I shared that you hid behind our mother until you were six, like hid behind this little woman's leg, kind of peering out at the world. And someone says, this is so embarrassing. And
oh, that's
anyone embarrassing. Who knows us knows I'm never going to share anything that you wouldn't want shared, right? Mm. But you did. I feel like you just kind of stood behind mom, peering out at the world, observing, because you were just trying to determine how the world was going to take you.
That is a fair point, but I was also waiting for her to drop some crumbs from her Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket because I wanted to eat. I was looking for chicken thigh and breast, not gonna lie.
What about the mashed potatoes and gravy?
No one was ever touching that but me, so I wasn't worried about missing out. There was always extra of that in the bucket.
So back to semifinal two.
What I was really hoping you'd ask is what my favorite ABBA song is, and it's The Winner Takes It All. I find it very emotional.
This is, well, you That's pulled that emotional. From what a fan asked.
This is not
why...
a fan. This is my friend Peter.
Oh, well, you pulled that question from what someone asked with an image of me, which is why I chose what someone asked about you. So what Broadway show, on the note of the songs we're talking about, what Broadway show and mainstream movie have we referenced with ABBA and the songs?
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
That's not a great insight. That's not a great insight. And our cameraman / executive editor for Total Slayage, Diego, is rolling his eyes.
References that we've been making over this last
week. Ducky Doo needs to remind you, your gym appointment is in 3 minutes. So you better go change into your loincloth.
Shall we continue on?
We're done. In any case, that's what we think. What do you think? Who is your winner after the second semifinal rehearsals? What are your top three? And are any of these acts in contention to win the overall Eurovision Song Contest? Let us know here on WeWe Blog.
We will be live streaming from the turquoise carpet tomorrow evening.
Assuming the connection is strong.
This is true. We will be at the turquoise carpet, whether we live stream or not, and hopefully we will. We will be sharing lots of content on social media, on the note of social media.
And most importantly, afterwards, we will be uploading all of our red carpet interviews. This is the most important night of my year, okay? I am so excited to see what the stars wear, what they say, how they sashay, how they slay.
Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, comment, tune into our live streams. We will be live streaming the rest of Eurovision, including the grand final.
What was that? You were like, including the grinder.
Including the grand final. Is Grindr active during COVID? I mean, are people online dating during this pandemic? So we will be live streaming.
Absolutely.
During the grand final, as long as we have internet access. Devin will be on his Open Up with Devin tomorrow evening around 9 o'clock after the turquoise carpet concludes. Y'all, listen to these songs.
Is she still talking?
A dancing queen. And remember, the winner takes it all. That's where we're going in 2022. So don't forget to vote.
And we will see you later.
Bye.